Welcome back to episode 134. Today we'll be talking about quite a bit. John is not with me on this episode. I don't know when he'll be with me next, but it'll just be me, and we have a lot to talk about. So welcome to episode 134. So I told you guys that I ordered a brand new mic. Well, yesterday I found my mic. So we all know how that goes. You always find things when you go to purchase the replacement for the thing that you lost, and it happens to me. So there is quite a bit of big news that has been breaking. Some orders. Don't know exactly what I'm going to dig into today, but something that is very interesting is that Spirit Airlines welcomes its 10th Airbus A321neo to the fleet, and it operated its first passenger flight to Austin, Texas. And Etihad, they received three new Boeing 787s this past week, and definitely looking forward to see where they implement those aircraft. And there was Alaska Airlines passenger charged with assault for alleged stabbing on flight. The flight was Alaska Flight 604. The combination of pins and rubber bands became a weapon at altitude on a Alaska Airlines aircraft as the aircraft was on final to Las Vegas Harry Reid International Airport. However, fast-thinking off-duty law enforcement officer prevented what could have been a worse situation. So, a lot of crazy things happening in the aviation industry, not just with aircraft like with Boeing, but with passengers. I know stuff got crazier in the pandemic era. And something I wanted to talk about that I feel like is very important is Boeing has fired its former head of the Boeing 737 MAX program and has now hired a new person. So we'll see what happens there. Hawaiian Airlines took delivery of its first Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner. Definitely looking forward to seeing it start its inaugural flight, as tickets are available on Hawaiian's website. And Air Canada, well, first, before I dig into Air Canada, I want to talk about Lynx, as they will be shutting down. They are not able to continue flying, and they will be ceasing operations. Air Canada has announced that it will add more frequencies in several markets to accommodate passengers affected by the Lynx Air ceasing operations. And picking up the slack, Starlines carrier confirmed its measures in a statement highlighting that added frequencies would be on routes within Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. I know Phoenix just got the inaugural flight to Phoenix with Lynx. Just happened not too long ago, and here they are. They're going to be cutting it. Breeze Airways is going to be doubling down on this Charleston to Los Angeles flights this summer. So definitely a lot of great things coming. Delta Airlines has announced that it'll be flying its Airbus A350 from Los Angeles to Brisbane. This will be a three-time weekly service. It'll begin in October, and this is the first time it's flown this international route in the history of the airline. So definitely looking forward to that. And American Airlines has also revealed that it'll be doing Boeing 787 flights to Brisbane. So there's definitely a lot of new routes to look forward to. And as I have mentioned previously, I'm going to try to cover other airports, not just Seattle. It's kind of, you know, hard for me to not cover just Seattle, since that's my home airport. So I'm sorry that you guys, you know, who live all over the world are wanting to hear about, you know, information from a bunch of different airports, not just my home airport. And I apologize for doing that. United Airlines is going to be launching Guam to Tokyo Haneda boats and their 7 service in flights in May. They do have 737 operations down that way. I'll have to figure out a special episode to dig into their 737 operations that go on down there. So, yeah, there's been definitely a lot of news. So, in not too long, I'll be flying on my very first Airbus A321neo and my very first Airbus A350 with Delta. Definitely looking forward to that, as I'll be going to Lima, Peru. Well, Iquitos is the final destination, but we fly from Seattle to Atlanta, from Atlanta to Lima, from Lima to Iquitos, Peru on a mission trip. So definitely looking forward to that. Then I'll be moving to Michigan on July 17th, and Chicago O'Hare will then be my home airport, seeing as the Detroit airport is quite a ways further than Chicago O'Hare is. So definitely looking forward to seeing what comes of that. And let's find some more stuff to talk about. It's kind of hard. I've gotten used to having somebody else on here to kind of, you know, share some stuff, but so I'm not used to doing it by myself anymore. So I don't really have a whole lot more to talk about, but yeah, I apologize for the little delay here. So we're hoping that this year Air India will start launch service to Seattle, and I don't want to say what other airports they want to go to, because I don't know if they're correct. I don't remember off the top of my head. But, United Airlines is going to be the latest carrier to increase checked baggage fees. The baggage fee hike is a reflection of the recent trend across many airlines. And, I mean, it's really hard to find an affordable way to travel these days. I'll never check a bag. I always, if I can, I always, do 2 carry-ons. One personal item that goes underneath the seat, and the carry-on that goes in the overhead bin. And it's not rare that, they will volunteer. I'm asking you to volunteer yourself to check your bag, for free. So Alaska Airlines has announced that it will be launching 737 flights from Portland to Atlanta. The new nonstop cross-country route will begin in the fall. And Alaska Airlines adds another route originating from its Portland hub. The carrier announced on Friday that beginning October 1st, it will operate a year-round nonstop service from Portland, Oregon to Atlanta, Georgia. So definitely looking forward to that and seeing what comes of that route. Alaska Airlines has definitely been growing, and they have, I believe, all their MAX 9s now in service after the incident that occurred last month. Anyways, this has been episode 134. Thank you for listening. Until next time, fly safe.